my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me the hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 125 of my 1-2-3 cents, the podcast. My guest today is Jason Wells. He is the COO of Cape Championship Wrestling in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, my old stomping grounds back in my college days. And CCW has a big event planned coming up very soon, April 21st and April 22nd. It's part of the Cape Comic-Con weekend, so I've talked to Ken Murphy, the organizer, the founder of Cape Comic-Con, or Cape Con, in the past here on the show, and Greg Mahochko has actually talked to him as well over on Nerds United. So that's kind of the backstory on the Comic-Con part of things, but we talk about the wrestling side of things on this week's show, and there's going to be two events. Girl Fight is happening on Friday, April 21st. That is the Luna Vachon Memorial Tournament. Madman Pondo is involved in that, and Jason goes into great detail during the course of our interview. Then it's the big super show that is happening the next night on April 22nd, also there in Cape Girardeau at the Arena Building in beautiful Cape Girardeau, Missouri. But Colt Cabana will be in town, Joey Ryan, some members of Lucha Underground, and of course, the men and women of Cape Championship Wrestling will also be on hand. We talk about all things Cape Wrestling, as well as Matt Hardy, Broken Matt Hardy, who appeared just last month in Cape Girardeau. Now he is a co-holder of the WWE Raw Tag Team Championship. So it's a pretty cool deal going on in Cape Girardeau. So if you can make it out, be sure to do so. My buddy Tom Harness and I will be over in Cape all day on Saturday. We'll have a Snapchat filter made just for Cape Con. And maybe even one for the show, the wrestling show at the CCW show. So be sure to, if you are on Snapchat and if you do make it over to Cape, be sure to use those filters and let your friends know as well. Speaking of indie wrestling, I ran into Jason. He was at the Stride Pro Wrestling Show. He was there with Little Bit or Mardi Gras. Not sure which name she will be going by when she wrestles in Cape, but at the Stride Show, she was Little Bit. And she took on Alexa Flood. I have a full recap of the Tag Team Turmoil show up over at my123cents.com right now, so be sure to check that out. A couple of quick notes, though, that I'll tell you about. If you haven't had a chance to read the blog yet, there are new Tag Team Champions, former Stride Pro Wrestling heavyweight champion Axe Allwort and Scott Phoenix. They are known as Maximum Overdrive. They won that big Tag Team Turmoil Fatal 4-Way Elimination match and became the new champs. By the way, the Midwest Mafia, I don't know why I can never say that right, the Midwest Mafia appears to have broken up. Jake Capone walked out after the match, Red Daniels was eliminated, was pinned in that match, and Jake Capone, not a happy camper, walked out, so I'm not sure what the future holds for the Midwest Mafia, but it does not look good. From my perspective, at least, as the ring announcer, trying to still get some details on that for you. Also, Big Roger Mathis, hoping to get him on the podcast in the very near future as well. He is the number one contender to the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. He faces Heath Hatton for that belt in a tables, ladders, and chairs match coming up on May 6th in Pinckneyville. That's going to be a huge show for a number of reasons. It's a fundraiser for tornado relief here in Southern Illinois, but also another big man in the business, Tyrus, the artist formerly known as Brodus Clay in the WWE, he is coming to town as well. Don't know who he'll be facing, but he will be wrestling. He'll be doing a meet and greet, shaking hands, taking pictures, getting autographs with fans. So be sure to check out more details on Facebook through Stride Pro Wrestling and through My 1-2-3 Cents as well. A couple of other quick notes on the bigger stage of WWE. It is the Superstar Shakeup. I think that's what they're calling it. It's happening tonight if you're listening on Monday, and then Tuesday it's expanding into SmackDown as well. Assuming this is basically the draft, it's happening a little earlier than I think some people expected. I think it's always a good thing to kind of shake things up, and it'll be interesting to see who goes where. I do have a blog up at my123cents.com. It is the blog for Monday, so it'll be up, and you can check out my thoughts on that, because really, at this moment as I'm recording this, I don't know what to think. I don't know who will go where. I don't like looking at the dirt sheets and reading the rumors and innuendo, so I do want to kind of formulate some thoughts and sit down and write those out, but by the time you're listening to this, they will be up and, or not quite up yet, but I usually post my blogs about mid-morning on Mondays, so be sure to go back and check that out as well. Thanks for all the support, and without any further ado, we'll hear from Jason the Brain right after this. Hey baby, it's the American Dream, and I am here to thank you, number one, for listening to my 123 Cents, the podcast. But also, if you will, I want you to check out the Amazon link on my123cents.com, jitterymonkey.com, and kevinhunsblogger.com. You see what you do? You go and do your shopping, if you will. You make your purchases. You buy all those neat things, the wrestling-related items that you're looking for, video games, cell phones, whatever it is that you want to do or have in your possession. You go ahead and buy those things, and you make the purchases, and then Amazon gives a little bit of money back to the show here. But it doesn't cost you a dime, baby. All you got to do is shop on Amazon. Go to jitterymonkey.com. KevinHunsBlogger.com or my123cents.com. And if you don't do it, we're going to get funky like a monkey up in here. A jittery monkey, if you will. Love you, baby. It's the dream. Alrighty, folks. As promised, I am joined now by the COO of Cape Championship Wrestling, Jason Wells. Jason, thanks so much for being a part of my123cents once again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Before we talk about the upcoming events later this month going on in Cape Girardeau, I want to talk to you for just a second about Matt Hardy.
Yeah.
Broken Matt Hardy was a part of a recent CCW show, and he shows up at WrestleMania. How surreal was that? Because you were also at WrestleMania, is that right?
Yeah, I don't want to say that I knew he was going to be there, but I had, from talking to him, some ideas. And it was pretty cool. I actually seen him earlier in the day. He had a barbecue, and we went to that. He invited me to come. It was for like a tailgate party type of deal. Okay. So I went to that and got to see him. And but just to see him out there, knowing that the month before he was in our ring, you know, entertaining the fans, and now he's in front of 75,000 people winning the Raw tag team titles, it was pretty surreal.
It
was pretty
awesome. It had to be an awesome experience, because You get to kind of meet these guys one-on-one, and then you see them on the grand stage. And I know the Hardys have been there before, but seeing it once again, and, you know, there had been speculation, and you may have known some things as well, but still a pretty neat experience. Somebody that was just here in Cape Girardeau, now back on the big stage of WrestleMania.
Absolutely. I was looking at it, and there was two guys that were at WrestleMania that were actually at our show. James Ellsworth was here back in October.
Oh, yeah.
And then Matt was there, and it was really cool. It was pretty neat to have to see guys that were in a smaller indie venue and got to see with the fans all got to see in a small arena, and then get to see him in front of that audience. And like I said, Matt was, not taking anything away from James, but Matt was one of those guys that went out of his way to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And you always wonder, like, hey, I wonder if this guy's going to be, you know, pain. But he was awesome. I mean, he took pictures with all the guys back in the back, just spent time with them and talked to them, gave them advice, and super nice guy. He's one of the best guys I've met in the business.
As the COO of a wrestling company, how important is it to bring in some of these names, whether they're from the past or like James Ellsworth, for example, who was kind of hot at the moment when you brought him in with his experiences with WWE? I know you guys typically do that, and we're going to talk more about the big show coming up, the Super Show, on April 22nd, but
that's kind of been one of the things that you guys have done, is brought in someone at least once a month that the fans are going to absolutely come out and want to see and maybe meet and get autographs with.
Yeah, which we always try to go after, like, some of the hot indie guys. I really try to feature some of the Lucha Underground guys, mm-hmm. because I think that's something that is getting to that point of popularity where it, you know, it's pretty cool for those guys to see it, and then they go look on Netflix and there they are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's become one of those things that we try to do that, but when we do that, we're also building our guys up at the same time. So it's not like some of these shows that'll have Colt come in or Joey Ryan and they'll wrestle each other, mm-hmm. and you know, it's one of those things for fans, which is cool, but we bring them in to wrestle some of our guys to take them to the next level. So you know, that's what we did with Austin Lane. We brought him in to go against Ricochet, and he was not a lot of people knew Austin in our
sure.
area, you know, Arkansas area, Tennessee, you know, everybody knew he was a top-notch guy, and I knew he was. But since we brought him in to go against Ricochet, it took him up to the next level because they had a five-star match.
Yeah.
And now Austin's one of our top guys in the company. So it's all about that, and the fans just love to meet these guys, and a lot of – we've been lucky enough to have really good guys come in. That's been really cool for the fans.
I was in attendance at that show with Ricochet and saw that match, and – It was neat to kind of watch, because as it was progressing, you could tell the crowd was really getting behind, you know, they were buying into Austin, and obviously he's going to be there next month and the month after that and whatnot. So it is important to have your current guys and stars, men and women, kind of getting that rub, and that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, and like last month, Brandon Bobwire, our champion, went head-to-head with Matt Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they had a great match, and it is one of those where, you know, guys can see, man, he was in CCW last month, and now he's on Raw every
yeah.
week. You know, it's pretty cool, you know, for them to see that. And it just shows, hey, we're not afraid to bring in talent to, you know, to help make our fans happy.
Yeah, and fans who know and who have listened to this podcast and who have watched Cape Championship Wrestling know Ken Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
And for years, more mm-hmm. than a decade now, he's had the Cape Comic-Con. Wrestling has been a part of it, but this year, wrestling is going to be a huge part of Cape Comic-Con, because starting on Friday night, April 21st, the first ever girl fight, and it's the Luna Vachon Memorial Tournament.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about that and what fans can expect with the girl fight.
Well, we wanted to do something Friday night. Kim was like, hey, I've got the arena. Let's do something wrestling-wise. I mean, do you want to do like a meet and greet? And that was okay. But then Madman Pondo called, and it just seemed out of nowhere type of deal. So he called me and he was like, hey, I'm doing this girl fight, which I knew about because my wife wrestled for him before. And he's like, I've really seen what you're doing with your show, and I would like to come in and do something. And it just worked out where that Friday night was just perfect for us. And just some of the talent, I mean, Leva Bates from NXT, Blue Pants is coming in, and Mickey Knuckles, former TNA talent, just, and all of our girls, the winner of the Missouri Women's Wrestler of the Year, Miss Monica, she's going to be there. And then, of course, Nikki Lane, Sarah Summers, a little bit, Mardi Gras, whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Shows up, made sure to wrestle twice.
Yeah.
I have no idea, there's no telling. And, you know, we just have a lot of great talent coming in for that. And it's something different. I want to feature women's wrestling,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is something that's grown since, you know, Charlotte and Sasha and Bayley and Becky Lynch and all those came in. It changed from just something that guys was like, you know, just whatever, they didn't care about as a pee
sure.
break, to now
yeah.
like they're having the best matches on the card.
Absolutely.
And that's what I want to feature for our show. So
when you have the girl fight going on Friday night, is it exclusively, is it all women's matches then that night?
Yes, there's 8 women wrestling, so it'll be a single night tournament, and they'll crown the winner of the Luna Vachon Memorial Trophy that night. So.
Okay. Now, this isn't for a championship, but a trophy for the
yeah.
Luna Vachon Trophy.
It will be her Memorial Trophy. You know, the winner will take that home that night.
How did you guys decide to honor Luna with this particular tournament? Was that Madman Pondo's?
Yeah, that was Pondo's. He was looking for a good venue to hold that in and a good place. And I guess he's been following. I've known Pondo for a while. He's done some of my shows that I've ran in the past in Tennessee and stuff, so we had a relationship with him and Too Tough Tony, and he's been following CCW, and he was like, I love what you're doing, you know, and it just happened to fall on that date just
yeah.
perfectly, because, you know, when we're going to have the concert after, but I think it's really important to, you know, Luna is a legend.
Sure,
you
know, absolutely.
One of the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
So it's really cool for us to have that, and for Pondo to have, you know, Gangrel give permission and, mm-hmm. and Luna's family give permission for that. It's a special time for us, and hopefully it'll be an annual thing for us.
Yeah, I love the idea of, you know, there are a lot of worthy men and women in the Hall of Fame, in the WWE Hall of Fame right now. There are a lot who are not in, who deserve to be. Luna, obviously, on that list. So when companies can honor the men and women who are no longer with us, or even those who still are in some sort of way, it's special. And I think that this is a fitting tournament. Girl Fight, I love the name and the fact that you are honoring Luna. And there's going to be some great action for sure. But the next night, a big night too, it is the Super Show. And I looked at the list, and I didn't jot down all the names, but Colt Cabana, who has been around here in Southern Illinois before, I'm excited to see him wrestle in Cape. Yeah. Haven't seen him in a while in action, so it'll be fun watching him again. Talk about some of the names that are coming in for Super Show and what fans can expect with that.
Well, Colt being the main event in a Fatal 4-Way with Austin Lane, who we talked about earlier, and our champion, Brandon Bobwire, and one of the newcomers that kind of just came in and took CCW by storm, Hollis Giroux out of Kansas City.
Okay.
So it'll be a Fatal 4-Way for the championship there. And then we have the Missouri Wrestling Revival. He's the Man of the Future is what they're calling him. So Davey Vega is coming in. He'll be going against Lucha Underground star Joey Ryan. So that'll be real fun to have that match. And Davey, Davey's a top guy. I met him. We talked at WrestleMania, and he was out there. And he's going to be one of those guys that we're going to be seeing moving up the ranks really quickly. And we're quite lucky to have him on the show. But him and Joey are going to go at it. And then we're going to have a tag team title match with Billy Hills, the farmer. A lot of fans know in Southern Illinois. He'll be over there tagging up with his partner, Dale Tucker. They're the CCW Tag Team Champions. They'll go against a huge fan favorite, Blaster. And his partner is going to be Jeff Cobb from Lucha Underground, the Monster Matanza. And it'll be a no-disqualification match there. And then we're also going to have the a women's tag match, which will feature Sarah Summers and Nikki Lane tagging up against Marnie Graw and Leva Bates from NXT. So we're going to bring those to the next night. And then, of course, we got a whole bunch of the other guys coming in. Roscoe E. Lisa will be there, and the LA Hustlers, Sarge O'Reilly, huge fan favorite of Sarge. He'll be there too. And had such a great night. Tattoo from Memphis coming in. He made a huge statement last month, came in and did his 450 splash, and the crowd just ate that up. So he'll be coming in. So a lot of great matches, and it'll be a pack night that we'll have there, and everything will be recorded for our DVD that we're going to start working on, and possibly moving up to something a little bit bigger.
Awesome.
Soon.
That's awesome. Awesome news to hear. So how do fans, you know, Cape Comic-Con is one part of this event, and then the wrestling is separate from that, but how do fans get involved? Because I think the last time I talked to Ken, he was going to have maybe some of the wrestlers actually walking around at Cape Comic-Con as well during the day.
CCW is going to have its own booth.
Okay.
And we're going to bring the guys in. We're going to announce some times for them, I believe. Like, Colt's going to be there Saturday around noon, and he'll be there for about 3 hours. And then Joey's coming in after that. And Jeff Cobb will be there in the morning. Leva Bates will be there. And then all the CCW favorites. Just our guys will be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at our booth. And, we'll be having autographs. Come up there and meet the guys. They'll sign stuff for you. And you can meet, of course, Colt and all them just going to the Comic-Con.
So it'll be a great way to kind of get the word out about CCW. And that kind of leads me into my next question. How has Cape Girardeau, because it seemed like for so long, wrestling kind of faded away in some of these smaller towns, including here in Southern Illinois. And now it's back in several different areas. And it feels like even there's a global boom, you know, with Lucha Underground and New Japan now showing in America. Impact has resurged and coming back with new characters and whatnot. WWE, of course, has NXT and almost creating its own competition with that. But how have fans responded to Cape Championship Wrestling? Because I know, you know, WWE is obviously the big dog in the fight, and but I think fans just love to get out and see, even if it's somebody from their hometown, kind of to get behind and cheer for that underdog.
And that's something that I'm so proud of, because when we first started out, we were going totally blind. Mm-hmm. We did not know how the fans would take in Cape Girardeau. There hadn't been that much wrestling around there, except when WWE would come into town or TNA would try to run a show. So every once in a while, you'd have some shows come in, but independent wrestling, you didn't really hear it. Because in Missouri, is we all know, it's hard to run a show, period, and get everything taken care of and go with the commission. But now that we've started this and brought it in, the crowd, I love our crowd. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are so into everything we do, and they get behind every match, and just some of the chants and stuff that they do are incredible, and the excitement that they have. We have, you know, we have a good crowd that will, they know the wrestlers, though, you know, we've done it enough where now Sarge O'Reilly and Brandon and Billy and Austin have become, people think of them now as superstars.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And that's what we built up, and that's what I'm proud to build up with them. And now when they go around town or something, people know who they are.
Yeah.
And people know, I'll walk around, I'll see CCW shirts, and I had no idea it was going to turn into this.
Yeah.
You know, and especially this quickly. I figured we were going to build a crowd. Now, I mean, we had 400 people at our first show, and with Matt here, we had almost 600,
mm-hmm.
and hoping to have the same for the Super Show. And getting that amount of people in one building is pretty awesome. To get that following at our eighth show in, this is our eighth or ninth show in, is pretty cool.
Yeah, and you get that crowd that, you know, nothing beats the energy of a live crowd. I've been to Manias before. You were at Mania this past year, and there's just something about that atmosphere, that excitement, and even when you are in a smaller venue, whether it's here at Stride Pro Wrestling, or, you know, in a shop at the mall, or over at the arena building in Cape Girardeau, there's just something about that crowd.
Yeah, it's something about it. And then it's also the wrestlers. It's more intimate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can come up and talk to a guy.
Yeah.
Where, you know, in WWE or whatever, you just can't come up and talk to John Cena.
Yes.
You know, but you can come here and you can meet the guys, and they're personal. They'll talk to you most of the time.
Yeah.
but, yeah, they're really... that's what sets us apart. That's what set indie wrestling apart, that, hey, you see Ricochet on TV, but you can also go up here and meet him and like actually talk to him. We give you that chance to do that. And it's something that I love to do for the fans, and they've taken to it very well.
How can fans get a hold of tickets for Girl Fight and for the Super Show?
You can go to capewrestling.com, and they have both shows on there, which you can get. The Girl Fight show is just general admission. It's $10 wherever you want to sit. You get there early, you can sit anywhere. We're going to have a free concert after the Girl Fight, which will feature Final Drive, which is a band out of St. Louis. It's just going to be a great night of entertainment. I mean, if you can't think of somewhere you can go for $10 and stay for 4 or 5 hours and just have fun.
Sure.
And this is a place you can do it, and this is the time you can do it. So anybody that wants to come out, and of course the Super Show is, we've got a lot of surprises lined up for that and stuff that I don't even think many people know. I don't even know if Ken knows what I've got planned. So
that's awesome.
Just seeing his reaction is fun, too.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Him chasing me around trying to choke me sometimes. It happens. So
yeah.
It's fun, though.
Understandable. So capewrestling.com is the mm-hmm. website, and you guys are all over social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as well. So fans can definitely get a hold of you guys, reach out, and learn more.
Absolutely. You look us up on Facebook at Cape Championship Wrestling on Facebook, and then we also got our Twitter, which is Cape Wrestling 573, and you can look us up on Twitter for that, too, and follow us on there. Instagram also, Cape Championship Wrestling.
I'll have all the links in the write-up on jitterymonkey.com, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Jason, anything else you want to say before we wrap things up?
No, just wanted to thank all the fans for their support, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Again, it is coming up April 21st, Girl Fight in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. The next night, it is the Super Show, all part of Cape Comic-Con, and we'll have all the information for you at jitterymonkey.com or here on iTunes as well. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great week.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.